This is the CNN Network, MIT. CNN Network, VHF. CNN Network, MIT. MIT Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MIT. CNN Network, VHF. CNN Network, MIT. MIT Network. CNN Network. This is the CNN Network, MIT.
KB8OE.
CNN Network, VHF. CNN Network, MIT.
KB8SWR.
KB8SWR.
WAPQD, good radio.
VHF and UHF are up, you can carry on with your, give it up, WR.
Connect good.
Thank you very much.
Anybody listening, Central Michigan Roots Network is rebroadcasting the state network that happens, or net that happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Night control will be on shortly. The slugs did not drop, so
Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, checking in from D2 Macomb County.
And AWRO, WBCKZ, good afternoon, Tim. Gutch number 9 on the list. You are very good readable. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, the net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz, our most we get. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a stately, weekly stable
VHF hub
information
timer
and the frequency to other use, WBTQZ out.
UHF hub disconnected.
NAWCB, NAWCB, K Mighty.
K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good afternoon to you. Good evening. Hey, you're driving home in the daylight. How was work on this abbreviated weekend?
Yeah. You know what? Not too bad. You know, I have not had shifts like this in quite a while, and I'll take them.
Well, that's a good thing. Sometimes change works up good, kind of changing it up there. At least that's what I have found, at least through my years. You know, a different day off, a different group of people. Sometimes it's a welcome change, and you just don't realize it. But I'm glad. How things went today, even though I think you got robbed of a long weekend off.
Yeah. You know, I ended up working with one of my old partners. It was just like old times. and it worked out really well. And now I've got Monday and Tuesday off, so.
Well, there you go. At least, like you say, sometimes that softens the blow there. Again, it kind of helps you know, the people you're working with. That makes a big difference. And hey, you got a couple of days off there, so I think it your working Wednesday and Thursday days this coming week.
Yep, that's for my work Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then I'm Tuesday off Wednesday, work Thursday, and then the weekend.
Ah, okay, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'll just have to remember that there and write it down. So, I wasn't sure. It's like, are you working Saturday and Sunday and off Monday, Tuesday? Or are you working Sunday, Monday and off Tuesday? It's like, oh boy, I forgot there. Should have wrote it down there. Sorry about that yesterday.
No, you're good. You're good. Gotta still get you my schedule. It's been hectic, and so I gotta get that to you so you have it, and you can see when I work and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, you kind of get used to it there. You kind of get in the groove of where, especially if you've got, you know, specific days. It sounds like this one rotates kind of like what you know your previous schedule was, and you know you kind of get to a place where you can kind of plan ahead there, I guess.
Yeah, I've got every other weekend off, like it's been. So it's not horrible. It's not a horrible schedule. So I mean, a decent amount of time off, and you know, it's every other weekend. And, I can't complain. I think somebody grieved it, so I will see what happens with it. But at least for now.
Yeah, at least for now. Enjoy it while you can, at least if it goes back. But then you still have every other weekend off. And, you know, that's nice. I think that works out well, and yeah, gives you different days. I always found when I worked Shelby, it seemed like my Wednesday, Thursday off was my most productive days. I don't know what it was. I always enjoyed the weekends off, but and Monday and Tuesday from working the 3 12-hour days, it's like you're recovering the first day. But I'm sure things will fall into place there for you.
Yeah, I hope so. I hate adjusting, but I mean it's, you know, it's part of life, I guess, and it's one of those things. For me, it's nice because I've got seniority, so it's, you know, it's just whatever I want, or whatever, you know, day it's offered to me, and, you know, I just kind of go with it, so I'm not having to do the float shift. A couple people are.
And AWCB, yes, yeah, there you go. At least it's not a, you know, not a float shift. Yeah, definitely there's some stability to it. At least you know what's supposedly coming at least ahead of time, and you know, it just puts the two days together, and instead of spreading them out the Tuesday, Thursday, at least your Wednesday, Thursday, you're back to back, and you know, you can always you know, work a Wednesday and take Thursday, just kind of like what you have before, and take that long time. So yeah, it sounds like just a little adjustment there of a day or so.
Okay, like, yeah, for sure. So, how is your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Good church service is there today. Got to hear Dr. Lennox this morning. Enjoyed his message. The church kind of honored them today for their degrees. So that was good. I don't know if you heard about your second cousin, Ruth, out in Wichita. She was taken to the hospital last night. I guess she had fluid built up around her heart. They had to do surgery on her last night. And I guess she's stable right now. So I guess it's a matter of seeing how she'll recover. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here otherwise.
I didn't hear anything about that. I think she's all right. Lots of nerves are with her, and you know, keep us posted on that. Glad you got to hear Doctor. Hopefully they're doing well.
Yeah, in fact, when you called, the phone rang downstairs. Mom's talking to Melissa right now, so that's pretty good. You got to be able to talk to both of our kids right now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. But hopefully everything's going well for them up there. I'm sure it's cold. They were supposed to get a little bit of snow today.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit of snow. I'm not sure how much. I know it's been cold up there. I know there was a system off to the west, I think, that hit Chicago and northern Indiana, but I think it skirted west and south of us there, and I'm glad. I think tonight is the last of the single digits there, and hopefully it will be for quite a while, but I still got a little winter, but hey, like I say, at least you're driving home in some daylight. You can't beat that, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I like this. This daylight's pretty nice. And when I take the kids to the bus stop in the morning, I get to check out the sunrise, so I'm looking forward to that when I get to go to work.
Hey, so you get to see the sunrise there. Not only when you go to work there here soon, but taking the kids to the bus stop. Yeah, like I say, I usually get up about 7:30 and come down the stairs and see that sunrise in the east there in the southeast. It's really, really nice. I definitely enjoy sunrises and sunsets, and I'm glad. I see these kids. Their parents try to navigate through in the dark, dropping their kids off across the street. And it's like at least it's a little bit more daylight out, and glad for that. I'm sure the weather will break here soon, and things will be a little bit better for taking the kids to school or kids walking to school, that type of thing.
Yeah, hopefully it starts to warm up a little bit. I'm looking forward to spring and summer. This freezing cold stuff is just nonsense.
I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I'm definitely ready for spring. It seems like it just started after Thanksgiving this year. We got a little break around Christmas, and it's just been full-blown snow, ice, cold, and I'm ready for it to move on.
CMN Network, VHF.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to summer there. It'll come soon enough, hopefully.
NAWCB, yes, I agree. I don't look forward to orange barrels or those types of things, but I don't know. This here is just as cold as, and like snow is enough for me, but could be worse. You know, could be like when we were a kid, seemed like we'd get snow in double-digit inches there, maybe almost feet, but we still got a little ways to go, but at least we're winding down. Spring training's coming, and daylight saving time is coming. So yeah, there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, the boys of summer will be back too. So looking forward to that. Just a good ball game or something like that.
Yes, I agree. I'm interested to see how the Tigers will do this year. They got a good relief pitcher. They got a good starter. Hopefully, they are pitching's going to be a little better, and hitting's going to be consistent. And hopefully, everybody stays healthy, and it'll be a good summer at the old ballpark.
Hey, why you? I hope so. We got the game this year. Usually work, hands out tickets and stuff like that. But have to keep my eyes open for a good set of tickets.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Colby gives out those tickets there for you guys, and that'll be something. For you and Leo, or you the kids, something like that to look forward to. Absolutely, get to catch the ball game or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about it.
That's right. And another sure sign of spring is Skywarn training coming up. I noticed that you posted that, and at the sign up for the class. I don't see any virtual classes this year, so I definitely have to plan to sign up for that and hopefully make the training there. So that's a sign of spring too.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I'm actually going to it this year. I got a research going for the county there, so it'll be good. I think Mike is planning on doing it as well. So if you're planning on stopping in, maybe Mike and I can come pick you up.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see what happens. Absolutely. Looking forward to the class. In fact, I'm able to print out my certificate from last year. I didn't do it, and I was still able to gain access to it. I was like, wow. But printed that out. But again, I was hoping to go to the class, and just again, good refresher, and good networking, and get to see some fellow hams there as well for the group.
Yeah, certainly. It's going to be good. Looking forward to it. Planning on bringing a couple of go-kits to kind of show off a little bit there, and hopefully advertise for ARPRC. So we'll see.
NAWCB, yeah, that would be good. Again, you were able to utilize those at work the other night, and hey, why not? Keep them used, and make sure that they're working, and again, just be able to say, hey, we've got these available. if need be. And so that will be a nice thing.
Yeah. In fact, I had another coworker approach me about some radios. So, I got two of my coworkers looking at ham radio or at least listening to ham radio. So we'll see. Small steps. Get the interest there and kind of see how it goes.
Yes, that would be great. Absolutely. And again, just being able to listen and, there's always somebody's a new person, just getting into the hobby, and you're not going to be perfect there on the air, but, just get your feet wet and, the people there that'll help you along, and you listen and you learn from it. So, you hear somebody, a lot of new people out there right now, and now they're checking into nets, and they're just sounding like pros. They're sounding really good. And so definitely a good opportunity to take a radio and listen, and that's great.
Yeah, it's good advertisement for ham radio. It's good advertisement for emergency services, Skywarn, different things. Some people don't realize that, hey, this is what you can do with ham radio. You can public service and help out, work events or work different things using ham radio. So. It's good advertisement. Looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I agree there. I know there's been some talk about, pulling away from emergency services, that advertisement has been going around. And, again, you can use your equipment out in the field. If you want to make contacts, or if you want to do digital, or send stuff electronically through ham radio, but the primary gist of it is the emergency services. But you can use it from a standpoint of enjoyment, of meeting people, and use it when the need is there.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of good uses, and it's just it's a good hobby. I strongly feel that this is one of the best hobbies there is out there, and do so much with it. Just kind of use ham radio to whatever extent you want.
Yes, I agree, and it's been neat. I've been noticing too. I think on Facebook and social media sites, and I think also maybe on YouTube, but probably more on Facebook. Seeing kids getting on the air, and seeing what ham radio is all about, and I think that's also kind of neat. These kids. They need more than just, their cell phones and TikTok and Snapchat and all the other things. And it's constructive, and, it gets them on the air, and they can just see that and hear that. I'm here in Sterling Heights, and I'm talking to somebody, Texas or across the ocean or whatever. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think it was, I forget who it was, but there was a kid that was like, hey, I can't have a cell phone in class, but I can take my radio. And so he takes the radio to class, and, hey, there's nothing said about it, and the teachers, they don't have a problem with it. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat to hear about, see, and, you know, get the hobby going again. Get some of these kids interested. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in, warm up, relax, and get some supper. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Stay warm tonight. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Like I say, I think this is the last of the single digits, at least for the foreseeable for the week here. But who knows the way the weather's been going. But anyway, good conversation tonight. Thanks for the ride along. And mark it down here for Wednesday and Thursday this week. But anyway, we'll let you head on in and warm up, enjoy the family, enjoy your couple of days off, and definitely stay warm tonight. If you guys need anything also, let us know. But tell everyone hello. 73s and 88s to you and the family, and we'll talk down the page. NAWCB is clear on the front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. KYNU.
CMN Network, MI2. MI2 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MI2.
This is KF8, FQN, listening. This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. This is KF8, FQN, clear. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Testing, testing. This is KF8, FQN, clear.
MI2 Network,